cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it's Wednesday, July 8th. Glad to have you with us on this update. We were planning to go to MENA today. And luckily, I got on the website and saw where the Skyline Cafe, which is over 100 years old, is not open today. Not open on Wednesdays.
Wow.
So I did talk to the mayor. We'll visit with the mayor of MENA here in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we'll go down in there tomorrow, Roger. 2.5 hours. Yeah. They're really proud of that area. You know, the Queen Wilhelmina, you know, that park.
I
think it's the second highest point in the state of Arkansas.
Okay. We'll find out.
Do want to thank Oaklawn for sponsoring our Summer of Adventure.
Thank you, Oaklawn.
We will be going to NASCAR. If you NASCAR fans, anything that we need to be paying attention to or do while we're there, we've got special access on Saturday.
What do we need? What do we wear? I mean, what's the temperature going to be? Got to look up the weather in Atlanta that day. What's it going to be like in the pits? And do we need, there's being a guy, you love to have those smells. So we'll be smelling a lot of grease and oil and fumes.
Me, you, and Steve Qualls will be flying out Saturday morning. It's sort of weird now. You know, we're sort of old school.
You're in the middle seat.
Nowadays, Roger, you don't. You ask, hey, what about the ticket information? It's all digital right now. And so we've got that information, and you have to access it on your phone. Right. And you can still get a paper ticket, but it just makes you a little nervous when although people, Trey Schaap and Amy, they're travel experts. Jessica, helped book this stuff for us. And
Meredith is the reason that and I made it back home from Mexico.
You got somebody in the family who can do that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. She's already told her brothers that we are not allowed to travel without supervision.
We're going to have James Finch, the owner of a former NASCAR owner whose son is racing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night. He's going to be on the show with us tomorrow, Roger. Okay. And then after that, we'll come back. We're going to go to the Dallas Cowboy headquarters for the Cliff Harris Award presentation. We'll do the show from Cliff Harris's house, which apparently he's got some really cool memorabilia. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. If I was him, what would I have in my office if I was him? What would I have if I was in?
Well, the Hall of Fame bust.
Hall of Fame bust. That's right. A copy of it that's in the Hall of Fame. That's a really cool thing.
The Cliff Harris Award.
Cliff Harris Award. That's right. A trophy of that.
That's true. We're going to go forward. We're going to go Mount Rushmore things for
him
to have.
Sure. Come on in, Craig.
You got to have maybe.
Come on.
Is it the Lambert? A picture of the Lambert Slam?
No, because he got Lambert. It's his birthday today, by the way, Jack Lambert's.
Okay.
And he retired on his birthday at age 33. He retired young.
Good for him. Good for him.
No, think about the obvious thing here.
I mean, if he's
probably a Desark Letterman jacket,
I think bigger than that. Think
a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. No, bigger than that.
Bigger than a Super Bowl.
Oh, the jacket?
No.
No, we said the bust.
You're right on it. You're right there.
He's so close.
He's so close.
You know what? He needs to have a miniature size, whatever that would be, of Cliff Harris Stadium.
Yeah, that would be cool. No, yeah. I'm just to help you, the replica of the Super Bowl trophies you won, the big Lombardi Award trophies.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Those would look super cool in the office.
Yeah, sure.
You had him at the touchdown
club? Oh, yeah. He's over the years. Matter of fact, he came in with Roger Staubach. That's where Roger first met Roger Staubach. Roger got his namesake from Roger Staubach. He had, it was Cliff Harris, Roger Staubach. Golly, who was the other safety? They're about four guys, and then the Gene Stallings came in. Yeah. So we've had Cliff, we do a national award in Cliff's name. It's the Small College Defensive Player of the Year, Division II, Division III, and NAIA.
And I need to put a picture out of one that I took the other day, thanks to Roland Pennington. And it is of what is better than having one Roger Staubach trading card. You know what it is, Craig? Having six.
You have six Roger Staubach.
I do now.
How much you take for them, buddy?
Nothing. Uh-huh. Nothing. There's no
amount of money.
I don't know what the value of them are. If it's $5 or $10, uh-huh. I would not trade them for one thing.
Do you have a Roger Staubach tattoo?
He's got a picture of him. That was the that was the best thing.
Yeah, it's so good. I think my older sister Barbara, she said, I said, I didn't get an autograph. She goes, you don't need an autograph.
Picture's the best.
No, no. That's what she said. Yeah. Look at you. You're both old school. Yeah. Hey, shout out real quick to Todd Boswell, or Boswell, excuse me if I pronounce that incorrectly, Todd Boswell, with the Northwestern Mutual Private Client Group. To him and his wife and daughter, Megan and Macy, they came to trivia last Thursday at Mainline Sports Bar. So
Were they a team?
They were a team, absolutely. They've always been a team, Craig. It's the Boswell clan.
Let's welcome Craig officially to the show. Had somebody call about a Genesis car. Yes,
he's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
Shonda Ree, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Craig Dan, the legend, Craig O'Neill with us. By the way, after that, Roger, after we go, we're going Mina to Mars, Skyline Cafe. Then we're going to a NASCAR Saturday in Atlanta, where they film Smokey and Bandit. We're staying in Jonesboro, Georgia, where they film Smokey and the Bandit. Then, Craig, come back, we go to the Star, Dallas Cowboy headquarters. Then I go to Tampa, Florida for the SEC Media Days with Double R and Trey.
In Tampa, Florida?
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing it in Tampa. Don't know why.
That's why they have the Baptist Convention in Vegas. Yeah, there's something to do.
Love Mina.
You have on a camo outfit that may have been worn by folks down in those. According to that movie, there's a lot of folks that were running around.
Made, yeah,
camo.
In the camo outfit.
Nicaragua.
You got to roll it all.
Someone says Rich Mountain. Sir. Second highest behind Mount Magazine.
Man,
do you know your mountains?
No, not real well.
So
I've been to Rich Mountain. I've been on Mount Magazine.
You done the little train ride around the top of Queen Wilhelmina?
No, I didn't take the train ride. Yeah. I spoke to the Chamber of Commerce, gentlemen.
You did? Very nice.
I spoke to the Mina Chamber of Commerce.
Put your train up your
pie. Twice I've spoken to them.
Well, what's the matter? How come? Why just twice?
What's going on?
Give them 20 years to
hear. You're good.
Some messages here from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Baz and Roz, not sure if anyone told you all, but Jocko's dad passed away yesterday. I know several listeners know a listener and go watch Jocko. I think he's down.
Thanks, Chris.
He was just down in Panama City. And I looked at the post. I just saw the post, and I didn't know if he said it was his dad or a father-in-law. So I don't know. Either one is obviously a sad deal. So, Jocko, we hate to hear that.
But
he made a post on that yesterday.
We do. Speaking of that, just to that father-in-law, you ever call your father-in-law dad?
No.
Because some people do. My dad. Hey, Dad. When you call him father-in-law, you don't call him father-in-law. You call him by the first name or whatever. Yeah. Some
call him
dad.
By his first name.
Huh? Who calls him dad?
People have. People have called their father-in-law dad. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad. And I think maybe more
females. Because the wife tells him to?
Pardon?
Because the wife tells him to.
I don't know. Christians, your wife tell you to call your father-in-law dad?
No.
Okay, because you're not going to make her do that.
No.
Someone says here, was wondering if Craig ever talks to Shirley Liquor, and is that her last name?
Shirley Q.
And so how is she? Wait, you said that
have not talked to Shirley Q. Liquor forever.
What did you call your father-in-law? You just called him Mr.
J.R. Actually, we call him whatever the kids called him. My oldest son named him Cowpaw. Because he's a cowboy.
Okay.
And he's
a
cowboy.
I honor my father-in-law every morning because I write in a journal every day. In fact, I've already written in it before I came to the show. And every day I honor something that happened to me the day before and hand out the Sidney Award, which is his name.
No, Craig, are you
and
like,
so it's the
are you
Sidney
like an angel?
Award.
Let me ask you,
like an angel?
Exactly. I know.
Because above and beyond.
Honestly, let's do this. Let's find a body of water and see how far he can walk. Because I guarantee you he can.
I'm telling you,
you're a good-hearted man.
I'm afraid of kayaks. This was all a God thing to get you on our show to make us realize we have an angel in our midst.
We do. Honestly, you are. You know what? I see it. You see that wing? Look at the wing coming.
What about
shirt.
Someone
says?
I see the wings.
Someone said I call my father-in-law Pop.
Okay.
Let's see here.
My father-in-law, my first father-in-law, is still alive.
So Chris says it was his father. Yeah, it looked like him. Okay, it looked like Jocko.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then I had several. And that's okay. You know, I just did. And that's not for any other reason other than Father's Day was
tough. You ever run into him or something at Walmart?
No. Can we play the clip?
No, we don't have it. We don't really have it.
Craig hasn't heard this.
David, listen.
Oh, by his own hand?
First of all.
Yeah. So, Christian, I asked Roger about his father.
Really gone Josh.
This is father-in-law.
You have gone Josh. We used to call it Rogue. He doesn't have it.
He's got it.
So no, I don't think I do.
Have you heard this clip, Craig? I'm asking Roger about his father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he said, and then he gives the answer, and then he realizes he is misspoken.
Okay, I have misspoken. Like I said, Lou Brock was my...
he said this morning, Lou Brock was his...
It was Tony Brock. Tony Brock. And Tony didn't listen, but his kid does.
We're going to see if Christian can find that.
Do you not have something else to do?
The other is National Be Like a Kid Day. I was talking about my favorite things, memories as a child was playing Pee Wee football and Pee Wee baseball, because we were very successful. Started on bad teams, but ended up in really... I mean... teams that had college players on it. What about Craig O'Neill? What about Craig? Mine was the Lynn Haven Raiders. Now, that'd be sports. Do you have a favorite memory as a kid? Today's Be a Kid Day again. Do you have a favorite memory, Craig O'Neill, as a kid?
Playing football?
No, it could be anything.
Mine was playing, when he brought it up, I immediately went to my little league baseball time of my life as a memorable, as a good memory and that sort of thing. I don't know about you. So it doesn't have to be sports related. Could be when you were a kid playing stickball.
Well, when I was a kid in the third and fourth grade, I played football by myself.
Okay.
In the side yard. I did my own crowd noise.
Wow. Dizzy, really?
I did the hog call crowd noise, and in every game, we beat Texas in every
So that's
game.
One of your great childhood memories?
Oh. This is like shooting hoops out in the front yard, and you got to hit the buzzer beater.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And then you go for the greatest. I guess we've talked about it before. Forgive me if we have, and just bringing it up. You have siblings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how many you have? And then growing
I have
up,
two sisters and a brother.
How many board games were back in your day? No disrespect to your age. I don't know how many board. I know you had Slinky. Slinky was big in your time.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so do you play board games with your friend? Baz is an only child, so he doesn't know some of these
things.
You were
the funny guy of all the kids, right? You're the
I was the loudest.
Yes.
But my brother was hilarious.
Your brother was funnier than you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have a brother. Radio.
That's
a
David Basil status question. Dave is always wanting status.
Right.
Call it! Say it!
Yeah, he was funnier.
Okay, yeah.
He was a better athlete.
Someone says, when can Craig bring back a prank call on the air? Listen, for 2 years I've asked Roger and Craig to do it. They don't care. They don't care about my idea. It would create tens of thousands of...
We ought to prank David.
There would be a million people, but they don't care.
We need to prank David.
They're not interested in winning.
Yeah. Well, you know Baz? What we have to do, it's sort of like...
I'm not bringing it up again! I'm going to let it go. I've tried, like I said, so many times.
We don't want you to give it up. We appreciate you pushing us.
Here's one. We were talking about paper tickets in flying. I retired 2 years ago and traveled for years with my job. My suggestion, and many airline agents will suggest, to also get a printed boarding pass as a backup. I have experienced computers going down and flights are canceled. That information can be difficult to obtain.
Okay.
A printed copy has saved me and expedited my travel several times. Okay. Just my input. That's a great thing. Just talk about how now.
I
think it's on the phone. I know.
It makes perfect sense.
I'm old school.
Yeah, it's... You know, so you don't need that. Well, I know.
I agree. Because of that, you might need that just to verify. Because here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone to say, I lost it online and we're down. Let me get on your plane. And you might be a terrorist.
Here's one that said, Rebecca says, I thought David's favorite childhood memory would be him playing box hockey. It is a great memory, Rebecca. Nobody knows what box hockey is around here. In Panama City,
Look at
Florida,
his face. He thinks it's something nasty.
Elementary
you
school.
Yes, you do.
I was trying to imagine how you did that.
It's air hockey on the ground with sticks, like broomsticks, and a wooden puck. And it's
just... But you made this up. This is not an intramural sport.
That's right. This is
sport.
A built thing. That our PE teacher was invested in us. We were playing tetherball and box hockey.
There you go.
He was the James Naismith of box hockey.
Wow. Someone said Hot Wheels and Army Men in the front yard dirt.
Oh, who didn't let me tell you. Listen, we used to have the Army Men. We had the Germans. What color were the Germans' Army Men? Gray. And the guy that had that mashed potato.
Oh,
set him on fire.
And then the guy that would crawl. Got the crawl guy.
You took your... Crawl sniper guy was my favorite. And unfortunately, I chewed plastic a lot back then, and I would chew up his little tripod.
Someone said,
"What about your
father-in-law?"
You know what?
Still around?
Oh no,
he's gone. Long
gone. They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand, No, I take that back. I'm sorry. Oh. It's just, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking about, forgive me for this.
The TTE story?
Samantha's dad is still alive.
Wow. Yes. Whoa. Good news. He's not going to let you forget. He won't let it go.
You know, he's so serious. He's thinking about his own hand.
Here's the thing. It shows what kind of complete and utter a virtue signaling jackass I am.
No,
that clip. To me, I'm just giving it to myself. So from now on, I'm going to be nobody but me. So when you come to some of my comedy routine, I'm bringing back Asian guy, black guy, gay guy, Hispanic guy. I'm doing all the dialects. It's coming back, baby.
He had the aha moment, Craig, where he's being serious and he's talking about,
virtue. I didn't want to
just stop. One more time.
One more time. Please do me a favor. It wasn't enough, Lizzie Borden, to give me one cut. Give me 40 whacks.
For here, Craig, at the beginning.
Roger, what about your father-in-law?
You know what?
Still around?
Oh, no.
No.
They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand. I take that back. I'm sorry.
I'm laughing at the line, both have passed.
So quickly goes, wait a minute. Whoa. He's got to stop this train. Wait,
because I didn't want my father-in-law, Cow Pop, who would never be listening, to go, Roger thinks I'm dead. Now, why did I just do Jewish dialect? I don't know. He's from Merkle, Texas, just on the other side of Abilene. He worked his life off in the oil fields.
Wow.
He's the first man that taught me about electric fences. I had no idea about the electric.
Isn't it amazing how much you can learn off your father-in-law?
Tons.
Even the one that died
by his own hand was a fantastic, fantastic handyman. He worked for Acme Brick for 30 years.
Well, my late father-in-law was tremendous with people.
You talking about Sidney?
Sidney. And he was great on stage.
You still write about him in your diary every day.
He is.
Wow.
This show has won the Sidney Award several times.
Wow. Well, that is one of the coolest things ever.
I think you
all
should put that in a little liner.
By the way, Arkansas Times, the readers picked us the number one show in Arkansas.
Wow. How about that?
Number one station, thank you,
How
Christian.
About that? How about that?
Yeah, we're really strong in AY and AMP magazine readers. We did not know that we would win Arkansas Times.
And there's no reason to think that Arkansas Times doesn't want to grab some of those advertising dollars. Do it. We wrote a song about the Arkansas Times. We'll play that later.
Someone says,
thank you for the Sidney Award and how awesome it is that you speak so highly of your father-in-law. That's good.
I asked about going to NASCAR races. Somebody said, I've been to about 30 NASCAR races. Be prepared for the heat. Ooh, I bet you in Atlanta.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. What do we wear?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Can we wear a bodysuit? I don't know.
What about the noise?
Oh, someone says here, make sure to get the radio scanner so you can listen to the broadcast at the race. Here's the only issue. Because Stephen Qualls was talking about that.
Did you say Stephen?
Yeah. We got a former owner whose son is racing. We're going to sort of do what he wants us to do. So Sunday we could probably do what we want to do. Saturday we're going to follow his lead and go from there. And of course you told us you had never been to a NASCAR race, right?
No, I've never been.
Yeah. We're also talking about today is Kevin Bacon's birthday, which 6 degrees of separation for Kevin Bacon.
Wow.
What a great soundtrack that is. Footloose.
They had a remake
of that, right? And do we like the remake?
No, the remake sucks, right?
No, what's the word we look for?
Blows.
The guy that's in that was also in Top Gun Maverick, right?
Miles Teller.
He played the Chris Penn part. Mm-hmm.
We didn't mention.
Wait a minute. No, I want to make sure. Who was the Kevin Bacon part in the new Footloose?
I have no clue. I don't recall much about it.
It's the guy you're talking about.
Penn. You're saying Penn. Chris Penn. Penn's brother was the hillbilly friend.
That's right.
The original. Yeah. I'm wanting to know, and I think Miles played that character. Who played the lead in
Kenny Warmade. Never heard of him.
Okay.
Who?
All right. Kenny Warmade.
Never heard of him.
No.
Yeah, I thought Miles was the star of that movie. Is he not?
Apparently, he's the second guy.
Okay.
Spy City Snacka threw out a movie on our Facebook that we had not mentioned yet, and all three of them have soundtracks.
So we're doing great soundtracks. Now, any Vietnam movie, any Vietnam era movie.
Yeah.
Now, that one you
Animal House. Any Scorsese movie has great soundtracks.
Well, that's great. What was the name of the movie that you see? Kevin Costner was in it, but was edited out, deleted from it.
Bodyguard?
No.
He was definitely in that movie.
Yeah, no.
Ordinary.
No. Not ordinary people.
His character, the reason they all got back together in this movie.
It's a big chill. The big chill.
Yeah. That's got a great soundtrack.
It does.
Forrest Gump, great soundtrack.
But the movie.
Grease, Urban Cowboy, great
The movie that Spa City mentioned was Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's got a good one.
Okay, yeah,
Real quick, going back to Kevin Bacon,
Please do.
You know, he had a great role. It wasn't a big role, but had a great role in...
Few Good Men. No, a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to tell me that the
prosecutor... Was that Cuba's first role?
It was minor.
No, I think Cuba's first role might have been in Coming to America.
You're right.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's first role was in Animal House.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What was the line, Roger, when Kevin...
Corky's!
When Kevin Bacon looks at Tom Cruise after Nicholson basically fesses up that he knew about it. Cruise didn't know what to do, and he looks around, and Kevin Bacon has to stand up.
He has to stand up and say, number 42. Some kind of number.
He said, at this point, we go to Article 42. He goes, what? And Nicholson goes, what's that?
No, you know what? The general has rights.
General has this right.
Oh, I got
your mom! How did you? Whoa!
Are we best friends? Oh, my God, Gregory.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the traffic go by.
Dude, you listen. For a guy that has four characters in his head at any time, to see you stunned right there.
I know.
Guess what?
I just let you go.
The water's fine. Get on in there with us.
Somebody said it's warm,
but don't worry about it. Get in.
Somebody says Kevin Bacon's first movie was Friday the 13th. Was that when he was killed?
Yeah, man, but sure.
Oh.
Was he killed in that?
That was before Animal House?
Everybody was killed. Yes.
Yeah,
if you're in Friday the 13th, you're killed.
Somebody knows. Notable died in the first Friday the 13th.
No. You know what?
Wait a minute.
It could have been. Who's the guy whose wife poo pooed in the bed? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
I think he was in Johnny Depp. Was Johnny Depp in one of the Fridays or what's the other one? You got Jason and you got
Colonel Jessup.
Freddie.
No, not Freddie. The other Freddie, Jason. Who's the third?
Michael Myers.
Yeah, he was killed in one of those.
He's in one of those?
No.
Colonel Jessup. Is that it? No.
Yes, Colonel Jessup. The Colonel has rights.
In A Few Good Men? Yes. Wow, it is Colonel Jessup.
So good.
My favorite line in that movie is like when we're doing trivia. Said, I give you these trivia questions, and we learn something from them. Or maybe it brings back a memory. Maybe it brings back a memory that you go, I do remember that. I'd rather you just say thank you and go on your way. Other than that, I don't give a damn what you think you're doing. It's such a great line. And I did that Thursday night, and a guy immediately knew what it was.
I only remember one line from a movie.
You know what? We're going to help you.
Moses. Ten Commandments.
That's it.
That's the only line I remember.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Johnny Depp was killed in Nightmare.
So it was Freddy.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That was Johnny Depp.
Okay, so maybe
Bacon was killed.
I think you're right. There's somebody else, if not Kevin Bacon. Okay, let's just look at the cast.
I did look at the cast. We need to find out who was killed
in your movie. What was the name of your movie?
Pass the Ammo.
Nobody was killed. You were killed.
They acted like it.
You blew yourself up.
I shot the gun, man. I shot the bazooka.
Damn right.
The beauty of our show.
Looked great in camo.
The beauty of our show, Craig, is that we don't know the answers, and hopefully we have our listeners who will scream at them, you idiots, it's this, take it real quick. We get audience participation.
The guy at the Buffalo River who was not accusatory, but thought we may have had something to do with shutting down his business and all that, he's listening to the show now going, I understand.
Never mind.
Those idiots don't know.
All right, Chris, you were going to say something?
I was going to say Animal House was before Friday the 13th, so that was definitely Kevin Bacon's first movie.
Gotcha. Yeah, Animal House has got a good soundtrack, too.
Hey, no,
all right,
you're
glad you're with us.
Right,
do not go away. 7:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Somebody tired of standing. Ooh! That's all that got me working. Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday at Wimbledon in men's tennis, 7-seeded Novak Djokovic beat 3rd-seeded Felix Auger-Aliassime in 5 sets. The match lasted 5 hours and 15 minutes, the longest quarterfinal match in Wimbledon history, and now sets up yet another meeting of Djokovic and world number one Jannik Sinner in the semifinal. Sinner is 6-5 all-time against Djokovic and had won 5 straight against him prior to losing at the Australia Open earlier this year. That match will be on Friday. And on the women's side, Coco Gauff powered her way to her first Wimbledon semifinal by beating fellow American Jessica Pegula 2-1. She'll face Carolina Mahova tomorrow. And in Major League Baseball, the Pirates' Ryan O'Hearn made team history yesterday as he drove in 10 runs, hitting 3 home runs in the process, a grand slam and 2 3-run home runs. The record he broke was 9 RBIs set by Johnny Rizzo in 1939 against St. Louis. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A little warmer this morning and still kind of hot this afternoon. A high of 92 degrees. Will become partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, though, mostly clear down to 74. Our Thursday will be mostly sunny and hotter with a high of 96, but also a few isolated thunderstorms are possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 7:34. Great to have Craig O'Neill in studio. Brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Might have sold a vehicle yesterday.
Oh, well, you did.
Well, Chris Peterson called and said somebody out of state wanted to come in and buy a vehicle over at Genesis of Conway. Uh-huh. And so, remember, can't remember her character's name on
Jenny.
Jenny on the Jenny Fish Show, Arkansas Fish. That's right, with the Fish in Arkansas. I can't remember what do they call her? Little Minna? I can't remember what her nickname was. Anyway, she's working.
And I named my car Jenny. Then I met Jenny at Genesis of Conway. How about that?
Today, we knew also, Roger, we got to play a little match game at some point, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories.
With Craig.
We got Joe Nichols coming up a little bit later. We're getting ready to talk with the mayor of Mena here in just a second. Today is Be a Kid Again Day. And that's what we got to think. What are the best memories you have as a kid? What is it? Do you have a, was it playing sports? Was it going on trips? Was it just something real simple? Playing with your friends, tackle the man with a football was one of my favorite things we used to do as a neighborhood. It's also National Freezer Pop Day. Craig, you remember the freezer pops?
Oh, yeah.
I had to, Roger,
I had no idea they had a day.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, everybody has a day.
Oh.
It's National Video Game Day. It's National Blueberry Day. How do you like your blueberry delivery do you like? Do you like a muffin? Do you like pancake?
Those are great. I eat them every day in my smoothie. So
okay, it's also National Ice Cream Sundae Day.
Oh yeah.
You would take a guess what year they say the first ice cream sundae was made?
You ready?
Go, Roger.
I'm going to say, because I know that little George Bailey served them in It's a Wonderful Life. No, brainless. I'm going to say
1985.
Wow. 1909. Roger, I'm just going to quit the game right here. He's almost nailed it. 1881.
Boom!
Really?
1881. How about that? That's why it's National Ice Cream Sundae.
James Garfield was assassinated that year.
Two Rivers, Wisconsin is where it was at. So don't know why. Let's go to the Hodges.
He didn't have to die. It was dirty fingers.
Let's go to the
Chester Arthur was his vice president and became the president.
The Hodges Glass.
And turned out
glass
to be very, very good.
Hotline. Weird. And visit with the mayor of MENA, Seth Smith. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Hey, Double S. Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. We almost came to your place today to go to Skyline Cafe. Came to your city today. Luckily, Craig, I looked, and they were closed on Wednesday.
I heard that.
So, thankfully, Seth, we did not have a frustrating day today, but we're coming tomorrow. You've been the mayor for 8 years, correct?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Still a young guy?
Served
in the military, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you, Seth?
I will be 42 next month.
Yeah, so you were obviously elected as a mayor in your 30s, and you grew up in the area, correct?
Yeah. Born and raised, graduated from MENA High School, done a stint in the military, a couple overseas tours to Iraq, a couple of stateside deployments, with the fire department here at MENA, still on the fire department, been here for 20, I think in December I'll have 22 years with the fire department, worked at the sheriff's office here. So just public service. Yeah.
Give me a guy with service.
Let's say, great enough that you were military, you're a fireman, you're a sheriff.
Man.
One of the things that I didn't know.
Your city.
Sean Mahalo.
His unemployment for his city is very high because he has all the jobs.
So we're going to go to Skyline Cafe tomorrow, which has been around, Craig, I think I told you. We're going to all these restaurants.
100 years.
They've been open 104 years, opened in 1922. And still have a reputation of really great food, right, Mayor? It's still outstanding after all these years.
Yeah, make your taste buds do a happy dance.
Now look at that. Now, one of the things that they do, a tradition, you sent me the clip of they put a flag out front. Do they do that every day, or is it particular? How many times does a flag go out in front of a Skyline Cafe?
Every day that they're open. It goes out. As soon as you walk in the door, it's right there. So it was funny, that story that I sent you. I've been going for a long time with a group of guys, and then my son started going. He's nine. His detail is flag detail. He's got to be the first one in, get the flag out.
So these group of guys, Roger and Craig, they go in Skyline every day to eat breakfast. The first one that's there.
On my group, it's the weekend.
It's the weekends. Yeah.
It's on Saturday and Sunday.
So the first one that goes into the restaurant gets the flag, whoever it is that day.
Capture the flag.
It's a 6-foot flag. And it's planted in the ground, right? It's got a 6-foot pole, and you just plant it right out in front of the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And so how cool is that? So, that's a tradition they do, that restaurant. I don't know how old it is, but it's a cool deal. Also, too, we were talking last week, Roger. Craig, I don't know if you know about this. They are building one of those what looks like a ski lift for bicycles.
And
you guys just started construction on that, right? That's a combination between city, feds, state, and all that, right?
Yeah, it's a group of partnership with four entities, the U.S. Forest Service, the Arkansas State Parks, who's really taking the charge and taking the lead on it, Arkansas Parks and Rec Foundation, of course, the city of MENA. So,
yeah, when will that be ready?
Spring of 2028.
So, Craig, how about that? So you bike up, You know, you bike up the top and then ride down the bike, just like skiing, man. How about that? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no, you don't bike up to the top. You get on the lift and you ride down.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
You
have a lift,
you've got
to
use it.
That's
all
we ask for.
It's like skiing. You just go up to the top on the lift and turn around, because that would be a load to do every time. Now, Queen Wilhelmina, we've all been to that. We did a show there, Roger, a few years, but beautiful. Second highest point in Arkansas, and that place is still booming, right?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful up there. It's beautiful. There's always a breeze blowing, and it's usually about, I'd say, 5 to 10 degrees cooler up there than it is in town. And the views are just they're incomparable. It's beautiful up there.
And the state parks do a wonderful job. Let me give my testimony
Craig O'Neill's giving a testimony. Seth.
Let me give you my testimony.
I was
there the day after the tornado, and to see the people walking, volunteering, bringing water, bringing aid in whatever form they needed to bring, walking the neighborhoods, because, man, that tornado obliterated several neighborhoods and parts of downtown. Where were you during that?
So I was actually in college in Fort Smith at the time, and I was kind of watching the radar because they said it was going to be bad, and I was sitting in a computer class, which is ironic because I am very technology challenged. Anyway, I was a reserve deputy at the time and also on the fire department, and I got out and I made a few phone calls, and they said, get down here. We need help. So I made a flying trip from Fort Smith. I hung out here for several days. It may have been a couple of weeks. I can't remember. It's been that long ago, but you just go and you just cut tree after tree after tree and look at houses, clear houses. And yeah, like what you said, it's incredible.
It was.
To see people come together and unite, you know, and it's just terrible that it takes something like that for that to happen. But, you know, you want to see some resiliency. You just take a look at that. You know, exactly like you said, the way the community came together, absolutely incredible.
I saw a network reporter come into our live truck, and she leaned up against the wall and wiped away tears over what she was seeing. And that's Mina. That's Mina right there.
Well, yeah. The other
that's how we roll.
The other thing, obviously, you're a young man, but for many years there had been the rumors about the things that were going on behind the scenes there in Mina that involve state, federal, you know, arms shipments, and American Made came out. Tom Cruise. I don't know did they shoot any of that there in actual Mina? Did any of American Made, was it shot there at all, Mayor?
No. Nothing was ever shot here. I believe it was somewhere in Georgia where it was made, but it wasn't here, unfortunately. But you know, it'd have been a nice little boost to the economy.
Yeah. Do you guys get people to come into town having seen that movie and heard about the story that want to go look around for that kind of stuff, or have y'all taken advantage of that notoriety at all?
No, not really. You know, of course, the city's in charge of the airport. I got an airport manager out there, and he says every now and then he'll have people come out there that are just looking for a story. So he may or may not embellish.
Good for him. He needs to take those carpet baggers around and show them some of the sights,
Roger,
from X-ray and make a couple of bucks.
As Christian, I think it's a worthwhile movie. I think it's really a good Tom Cruise movie.
It's a fun movie.
And then it involves the Arkansas governor, who at the time was Bill Clinton, pretty sure.
Tom Cruise does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he really does. Based on a true story, all that.
Mesa had a role in that, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. You had the FBI, the DEA. It was just, I mean, he had all. And that was when, of course, you know, we see Colonel Oliver North. It was this day in history, the last couple of days, that he was testifying back in the, I guess it was the 80s when all that was happening.
Eugene Hassenfuss. And
anyway, we hope to get to see you tomorrow at the Skyline Cafe. We'd love to meet you in person. We talked to the executive.
We'll try to get the flag. What time? We won't make it.
Make it till 12:30. What time does it open up? 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Okay. I talked to Sarah Dye. Yep. She's the head of the chamber there in Mina, head of Chamber of Commerce. And Shannon Fout.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, and Shannon Fout is the owner.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, you want to give us the key to the city? That's fine, too. That's fine. You've got any shirts?
If you tease me with a good time, let's do it.
All right. Well, hello, boy.
Well, Mayor, we look forward to see you at 12:30 tomorrow sometime. Love to see if you have time.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate y'all having me on the show, and safe travels, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Love the fact. Now, you know what I meant to ask you? We'll have to look for it, because there is a place, not like McDowell's in Coming to America for McDonald's. Do you remember a restaurant called Burger Chef?
Burger Chef, Burger Chef.
In fact, I just saw the logo.
Burger King. Okay. Is they've got a place down there that is not a Sonic. I think it was redone when we were out there that one time. Just kind of had a 50s vibe to it, or a 50s, 60s vibe to it. It was, I think it was an old Sonic refurb.
Well, you know who is from Mena? Two people that we know.
Yeah.
Eric Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Remember him? He used to be a co-host here. He used to be at Channel 11. Channel 11.
Boy, and, did I hear stories.
Yeah, yeah. And his brother is, I think, what is he? His brother does something down there. He's a banker. He's a banker in Mena. Right. And then Big Dave was from Mena, right, Raj?
Yeah, they were both from Mena. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Big Dave Medford.
Yeah, Mena. You know, we forgot to ask about Cossetot.
Again.
That's an old Jim Ed Brown song. Is that where that was at, Roger?
Cossetot. Again.
We're
at Wilhelmina. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. We've had a chance to go to a lot of
hashtag blast.
Yeah, a lot of state. You're dang straight. We're hashtag blast, and we have Craig O'Neill.
See
you
there.
If you missed it this morning, Craig reminded us that he is an actual angel on earth, as he talks about writing in his manual every day, his diary. In honor of his father-in-law, father-in-law gives a Sandy Award.
Sydney.
I was close enough.
It was close.
And I like Sydney. The Sydney Award is...
We said Morning Mayhem had gotten a Sydney Award.
Yeah. Sydney has... You all have won it at least two times.
Wow, very blessed. Listen, that's one of the... We need to hang that on the wall somewhere, if we can.
At least there's no actual award.
There's going to be.
Leave it to Basil to get one a trophy.
You know what?
We're going to need an artist rendering of your father-in-law.
Or maybe just your head. Just your head alone. That would be good.
Oh, no, his lips.
It's his lips. That's right.
I'll bring you the last remaining bobblehead. How does that?
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We will check those messages here in just a minute. I do want to thank Genesis of Conway for sponsoring Craig
every
week.
Thank you, Genesis. Yes.
Don't go away.
To a work zone. It's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
Fried green tomato salad is back and better than ever at Eat My Catfish. It'll only be here for a limited time. Stop by or order online from any of their 5 Eat My Catfish locations to try this delicious fan favorite today. Eat fresh. Eat local. Eat My Catfish.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts. 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, hey, everybody coach. There loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
That's great stuff.
Hey.
Casa Tot again. It's out in Maine, Arkansas.
Craig, I've only got a few
French
minutes.
Or Indian or both?
Pardon?
Casa Tot.
Is it French? An Indian. I don't know. One of the two.
Maybe it's French Indian.
There you go.
They got him.
Great war.
Absolutely. What do you need to
Washington.
What is Craig? What do you mean we need to know about Craig this week? Are you reading?
Oh, you all. Are you going to be on TV? I'm so glad you teed it up, David. We're in the middle of production of all the Diamond books.
Yes.
That are voted on by school children, and they're going to have those available to them when they go to school this year on their own little tablets or computers or whatever. They're going to be able to watch these books and listen to these books, and we're doing a study of the words, because in the science of reading, it's not enough to know the story, which is a joy. You need to know the sounds of the letters, the words, what they mean, the pictures. It's the science of reading. At the same time, it's a tremendous story.
Wow,
how about
you.
That?
Wow, very nice.
And we're all in production.
And then
he's floating.
Yeah, and then you also, you're doing TV today? Is it
doing,
right?
Well, actually, we're going to record it today. It's
gotcha.
Playback tomorrow on Channel 4, Arkansas Style.
He's a busy
we'll
man.
Be talking about it.
He's logoed up. You got your
Baldwin
and Shell
got
construction.
Got the Baldwin and Shell shirt. Yeah. Got the Genesis of Conway tattoo.
Nike sponsoring you, too. I see on the sleeve. Here's what I want to talk about today is National Be a Kid Again Day. My favorite childhood memories are myself, my older brother, and my uncle, 3 years older than me. Oh. Would all spend the night at my grandparents' house on Friday nights and make up Saturday morning, wake up Saturday morning, play football, backyard. Oh. Also play backyard baseball, where if we got on base but needed to come back and bat again, we would say, what, Roger? Ghost man on base for our base
so
runner.
Ghost man on ghost. Base, and you had all-time quarterback.
This is probably the reason, even as a girl, I have always loved sports and understood the rules of the game. This is from one of our female listeners. Wow. So love that kind of stuff there. And we're talking about that. What are some of your favorite memories? Somebody said going to Dog Patch in Liberty Land. Where's Liberty Land?
Never made it.
Yeah.
Never made it.
Yeah. Yeah, do we know where Liberty Land is?
Nope.
Liberty Land.
I don't know.
No, you got me on that one.
No. So it's obviously some great memories. It's and Raj, of course, for Christian's only like a few years ago when he was a kid.
Yeah, he says I'd have to think about it.
I sometimes think
you were just at recess a couple of weeks
ago. Am I the old guy? Get off my yard when I think poor Christian, probably his generation. He's probably spent more time in front of a computer and video games.
Hold on.
No, we had plenty
Dave,
of time outside.
You sure?
We played outside a lot.
He crossed the line.
Yeah.
I think we may have been the last generation that really played outside a lot.
Well, that's why I don't know the time, but because we didn't have this. We were get your butt outside. Get out of the house.
But let me tell you, it's coming back. In my neighborhood,
okay.
The kids are out. They're out doing. They're playing now again, and I'm noticing. And this is terrific.
I like it.
Doug Glenn. Hey, Doug. Good hearing from you. It says Liberty Land was in Memphis.
Okay. Everybody's texted. Well, look at everybody. We've got 8,000 texts. Thank you, everybody. Well, yeah, I've heard. This is where Elvis used to go, right? Elvis would go. Yeah.
And it makes sense. What was the name of the island that there was at Liberty?
Oh, Mud Island.
Mud Island.
Yeah.
Okay. Completely different thing. I think you can get Mud Island now at Cupid's. We took the grands to see Toy Story 5, and it talks about kids not playing anymore.
With toys.
Because you got your tablet.
You got screen.
Well, but you're playing toys with somebody else. So because you're not engaging with other kids. We had that because we didn't have computers. Well, we had Pong.
Yeah. Well, hey, what was the most famous thing that your mom would say? When that light comes on, that street light, you better be in the house. But until then, get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Go play with the boys.
And we had three little girls in our neighborhood, average age of six yesterday. Okay. They set up a table, and they were selling their old toys.
Oh, wow.
Instead of a lemonade stand, it was an old toy stand.
It's like Toy Story. They've got that. Well, hey, remember that? What else we used to? Remember ride bikes? Do kids ride bikes anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Are we riding bikes, Christian?
I see kids in the neighborhood ride bikes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or do they ride virtually?
No, they definitely ride the real bikes. I see them with my actual eyes.
So. I hope there are some kids that ride a bike virtually. Where you get on a treadmill, you can walk, right?
Remember the banana seat?
Yeah,
seat. And then
you had a sissy ball.
We had those.
I had a basket.
We had those trees. We had those trees that you get.
It was wicker.
The leaves were so thick, Roger. You could put them in the spokes. Like a card, like a playing card.
No, your baseball cards. You didn't want the Gus Triandos card. Who I could care less about Gus Triandos, but he was great in a bike.
Right.
We used to run with the mosquito truck when I lived in Helena.
That's what Roger was talking about the other day. we weren't scared about breathing in some toxins.
You know. You ran behind a mosquito truck because you were like a Frankenstein or the mummy coming out of the fog. And you and guess what? And then after that, we got thirsty. We'd go suck on a copper hose, you know, that with water's coming out of galvanized pipe.
Thanks, Trey. And then, of course, you know, then too, I was thinking as well.
I'm sick now. But.
Is that you had in the different kind of bikes you would have. You know, you'd have some people that were really cool and had the big, like the.
That wasn't a sissy bar. What was that?
Yeah,
it was a chopper thing.
And then you had some kids who were always good at jumping things.
Yeah.
Not me.
And maybe I preferred a girl's bike, so I didn't hurt myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
You slip and on Craig, the pedal.
Yeah, girls didn't need that. Guys needed that.
My girlfriend of the early 40s, is what her age is, she really realized how old of a guy she was dating when I said, what was one of the things you played at recess? Jax! Remember when Jax was a great game and marbles?
Right, Craig.
We need more marbles and Jax.
Of course we did. Of course we did.
We played Kashipi.
Someone says here, childhood memory.
Played what?
Kashipi.
What is Kashipi?
What's that?
Kashipi is a game where all the guys line up on one end of the field. One guy's in the middle, and he counts Kashipi 1, Kashipi 2.
Stop it.
When he gets to 5, everybody runs from one end of the field to the
Craig
other.
Craig O'Neill, you're making this up. You're making this up.
And the last guy left is the winner. And in Helena, Arkansas, we played it, and I won the very first time I played it after we moved there.
Why
and
Kashipi?
They said, you're no Kenny. And I said, who are you talking about, Kenny? And they said, Kenny Hatfield is a legend
in
the Kashipi game.
What does it mean? What is Kashipi? Where is that from?
It was just because Kashipi 1 is a second.
Did you play Kashipi? Did you play strip
instead
Kashipi?
Of Mississippi?
I mean, where do we get Kashipi? 661-1037. We must find out the
origin. Kenny Hatfield,
the origin.
Legendary.
Oh yeah, Craig, you're the best. Thanks, buddy. 8 o'clock. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built.